Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Green blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the wise woman tradition, and a new thing I'm working on called Matriline Medicine. More about that soon. I'm the author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. You know, I read and subscribe to about 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, the most reliable, the most inclusive, and the most up-to-date health information just for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, we will reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year is a year to explore hypnotic, soporific, sedative, and mind-altering plants that promise repose and peace and interesting dreams as well. But first, let's take a look at what's in the news. This is an older article, but it's kind of timely. Research published in Food and Environmental Virology studied 24 commercially available peas and identified five that significantly reduced SARS-CoV levels in saliva. Yes, indeed, this matters because COVID-19 primarily infects and replicates in the oral cavity before spreading to the lungs. How much reduction are we talking? For the five key varieties, I'll tell you what they are in a moment, they drinking it caused a reduction in the amount of virus by 96% within 10 seconds. Whoa! When gargled, they eliminated 99.9% of the virus in 10 seconds. All right, get ready. Raspberry zinger, yay. Eucalyptus minty, ooh, mint medley. Any green tea and black tea. All right, doesn't that make it easy? Have a hot cup of tea, or even have a cold cup of tea. They didn't say that you had to do it one way or the other. If you're a tree and there's a fire nearby, did you know you might hold your breath? It's true. Trees can hold their breath. Okay, trees breathe. We know that. They breathe the best, and they breathe through stoma. Stoma are like the tree lungs. They exhale oxygen and they inhale carbon dioxide. And when a tree smells smoke, it closes its stoma and holds its breath. Whoa. All right, let's go from the trees to the horses. Researchers in the United Kingdom looked at fecal samples from 52 thoroughbred foals during the first 3 years of their lives, and they found that the more types of gut microbes the horses had at 4 weeks old, the more likely they were to avoid respiratory diseases and other health problems, and the more likely they were to live long and healthy lives. They also found that those that were treated with antibiotics had far less diversity in their gut bacteria, and that this negatively impacted them through their entire lives. The team said this raises questions about the use of antibiotics early in life for humans, and what can I say? I absolutely agree. Let's not use antibiotics at all unless they're absolutely necessary. One of the things that I think is such a good idea is the human papilloma virus vaccine. It doesn't just merely prevent nearly all cases of cervical cancer in women. It's linked to a huge reduction in head and neck cancers in men. Men who've been inoculated against human papillomavirus have a 54% lower risk of developing cancers linked to that virus. They affect men about twice as much as women. These are just the early results from a much larger phenomenon we're going to watch play out over the next 20 or 30 years. If I was the right age, I would get that in an instant. My mother died of human papillomavirus cancer, and I had quite the dance with the human papillomavirus cancer, both of us in our colon. So colorectal cancer, throat and mouth cancer, and cervical cancer, all preventable by human papillomavirus vaccine. Oh, my goodness. Pregnancy? Do you think that a pregnant woman needs more to eat? You are totally right. Over the course of a pregnancy, an expectant mother requires 50,000 additional calories. That's about 50 pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream and all that energy. It doesn't wind up in the fetus. The fetus only gets about 4% of it. The other 96% is required by the woman's own body. After all, the uterus goes from the size of a lemon to the size of a large watermelon, from a little less than a pound to 4 to 5 pounds. That's some work a pregnant woman's body is doing. I'll be right back to talk to you about lovely lavender.
A correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Lavender. Everybody knows about lavender. How many plants are a color? Wow, yeah, lavender. It's a color, right? Hildegard of Bingen, that herbalist from over 1,000 years ago, says lavender constrains many evil things, and evil spirits are driven out by it. It is warm and dry and not worth the person to eat it. But if you have many lice, you must only smell lavender frequently, and the lice will die. And smelling can also clear up your eyes. We're talking about lavande, if we're in French. We're talking about Lavandel in Germany. Lavendel in Dutch. Lavandaverde or Nardo in Italian. Espiglio Lavandula in Spanish. Rosemanijo Lavanda in Portuguese. Lavandel in Swedish. Lavanda in Russian. However you say it, lavender, lavender. Lavender, we love you. We're focusing on sleep. Can lavender help to induce sleep? Let's turn to the PDR for herbs and see what they did. They list English lavender, lavandula, angustifolia. And it says that in 1936, a study found a choleric and a cholagogic effect, and that soon thereafter an antimicrobial effect was demonstrated, and then a neurodepressive effect was demonstrated, and specifically that shortened the falling asleep period and lengthened the sleep duration and reduced motor activity during sleep. So science is on it. Science says, lavender is a good choice to help if you are having a problem with sleep. The indications approved by the Commission E include nervousness, insomnia, dyspeptic complaints, mood disturbances, especially if when you lay down to sleep you feel very restless. Think about lavender, that purple lavender color hound on those tall stalks up there where our brains are. When I was a child and went to camp, the only movie at the camp that I went to, and I went year after year, had was Lavender and Old Lace. So I have a very strong childhood memory about lavender, and that lavender has to do with helping us to remember things. That's certainly what we find when we use lavender in a dream pillow. And that is one of the classic uses of lavender. Take the lavender flowers and sew them into a sachet, or buy a little muslin bag and drop dried lavender flowers in it. Put it in your pillow or under your pillow, and you will have sweet and peaceful dreams. The actual Commission E report describes the drug as lavendulae floss. That means the flowers of lavender. But it says that the inflorescence is actually stripped before flowering is finished, and because the petals readily and rapidly fall off during the drying, the drug actually consists mainly of the ribbed bluish-gray calluses. That's right. Like most flowers in the mint family, yes, lavender is in the mint family. Ooh, with that aroma, of course, we would have guessed that. The sepals are fused into a calyx, and that calyx is very persistent and strong. In motherwort, it makes sharp little points, which the gardener rues. And in lavender, the calyxes are colored. We think of lavender as being lavender color, but of course that can be from light to dark lavender and even almost white or bluish in some rare cases, kind of pinkish as well. We know that, according to the PDR, the whole drug is used as a bath additive, as a tea. And the instructions are to use a teaspoon of dried lavender in a cup of boiling water to allow it to steep for 10 minutes. Strain it. You may add some honey if you want to, and drink it hot or cold 3 times a day, especially in the evening before going to sleep. Now, those who get awakened night because they have to pee. Very wisely back off from drinking things right before they go to sleep. And that's okay, because the effect of the lavender is not so much to kind of knock you out and put you to sleep as it is to calm your mind and bring you into a state in which sleep comes up and grabs you, and you don't have to worry about anything at all. You lay down and woo, the next thing you know, you're waking up. So drinking 3 cups of lavender tea throughout the day, or taking a hot bath before you go to sleep, you know, taking a hot bath makes your skin cool down, and interestingly, that actually turns on the hormones for sleep in your brain. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Mount Sinai Hospital tells us that there are indeed medicinal uses and indications for lavender. A number of studies have reported that lavender may be beneficial in a variety of conditions, including insomnia, hair loss, anxiety, stress, and post-operative pain. Lavender is also being studied, they go on to say, for antibacterial and antiviral properties. Lavender is also used in integrative medicine in combination with massage, acupuncture, and chiropractic manipulation. So let me take a moment here to pause, because lavender oil, of course, is used in those situations. You may get a massage with lavender oil, or you may get acupuncture, and there may be lavender oil being diffused into the air, or you may even go for aromatherapy, and I'll be telling you about some aromatherapy studies that were done where the essential oil was either put on a cotton ball and put fairly close to the person, or a small amount of essential oil was put on the collar of their clothing. And it the same thing in chiropractic manipulation. I have very strong misgivings about the use of essential oils. And those misgivings run the gamut from it's not good for the earth, to it's not good to plants, to it's not good for us. Essential oils are actually drugs, and they have drug-like interactions with other drugs, drug-like side effects, and so on. So even though invariably I will have to talk to you about lavender oil, because the vast majority of the studies on lavender have been done on lavender oil, I do know from my personal experience and experience from my, I just graduated apprentice number 365, and many of them teach apprentices as well as thousands and thousands of students. So we know that natural scent therapy works just as well as essential oils. It may not be as antibacterial, we will admit, but if we're talking about the kind of thing that lavender does so well, which is to relieve anxiety, to calm a chattering mind, to help to ease us into sleep, oh, the natural scent of lavender is even better than the scent of the essential oil. They found in the essential oil studies that the longer you are exposed to the scent, the stronger the effects were. So that's very interesting about bringing a lavender plant in a pot into your home. It wants a really sunny place and good drainage, but you could actually sleep with a lavender plant, get in bed, rub your hands on the lavender plant, inhale the aroma, and let that calming come to you. Wow. The effect of lavender on sleep quality in individuals without insomnia. A review of 20 randomized controlled trials found that the efficacy of inhaled lavender oil on sleep quality of life and metabolic control in patients with diabetes and insomnia was good. That lavender essential oil helped menopausal, postmenopausal, and menopausal women with insomnia. That lavender essential oil and sleep hygiene was extremely helpful for those experiencing insomnia. And the effect of inhaled lavender and sleep hygiene, 79 college students, the lavender and sleep hygiene group demonstrated better sleep quality at the two-week follow-up. The sleep hygiene-only group also demonstrated better quality, but to a lesser extent. And they were better than just the lavender. A significant finding was that those in the lavender group woke up feeling refreshed. Lavender and sleep hygiene together, or sleep hygiene alone, improved sleep quality for college students. So this is an excellent place to use natural scent therapy rather than lavender oil, which actually goes into the body, destroys the integrity of the cell, and then gets to work killing mitochondria. And I told you we were going to come back to mitochondria because I am in a love affair with mitochondria and finding out all I can about them. They are not just the powerhouse of my cells. They allow my cells to talk to each other, and they're the mastermind of the immune system. Oh, my mitochondria do so much. I don't want to be messing them up with essential oils. It's partly because the mitochondria, you know, are kind of ancient creatures that live within us and do lots of good work for us. And they're just not used to modern things. Drugs also make them very unhappy. Oh, yeah, essential oils are drugs. Lavender essential oil fractions alleviate sleep disorders induced by a combination of anxiety and caffeine in mice. Lavender is renowned for its use in the treatment of insomnia and mental disorders in folk medicine. Previous pharmacological studies have shown that lavender displays sedative and hypnotic activities. However, the active ingredients and mechanism of action for sleep improving have remained unclear. Molecular distillation was applied to separate lavender essential oil into fractions containing different chemical components. So you see, it's just a chemical. The results of behavioral tests indicated that these fractions exerted an ameliorating effect on sleep services. The light fraction contributed more to sleep maintenance, and the heavy fraction performed better at sleep initiation. It seems that the mechanism of lavender for sleep improving is multifaceted, related to the GABA system, the cholinergic system, the histaminergic system, and monoamines in the limbic system. Wow. Lavender. How lovely. I'll be back with more.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to four friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Oh, one of the books that I like to look at is called 300 Herbs, and it tells us that lavender has a lot of mental and emotional indications, and it can be used either as a tea or a tincture, or the scent of lavender can help those who are emotionally upset, who have nervous depression, tension, headaches, sleep difficulty, nightmares, nervous asthma, nervous stomach. 10 to 30 drops of the tincture 3 to 4 times a day, or a tea sipped throughout the day or at bedtime to enhance relaxation and sleep. Caution, caution, caution. Do not take the essential oil internally. Thank you. We need to be reminded about that. There are 47 species of lavender, and they're primarily native to the area around the Mediterranean coastline and the Iberian, including the Adriatic coast, the Balkans, the Levant, and coastal North Africa. Of course, lavender is grown everywhere now. It was originally found in some places in the Middle East, South Asia, and the Indian subcontinent as well. It has a great affinity for maritime breezes like rosemary, which really is Rosmarinus, the ocean breeze. Some lavenders are short-lived, herbaceous, perennial summer, shrub-like perennial summer. Some shrubs, oh, it runs the whole gamut. Look around, find out somebody who's growing lavender where you live and get a start from them, or find out what kind they're growing. We will get to it, but there are a mind-boggling number of different lavender varieties, and yes, they are all a little bit unique and a little bit different. And 1848, 18 species of lavender were known. By 1937, there were 28 species. And the current classification includes 39 species divided across 8 sections. Oh, it was just increased to 47 known species. So what can we say? Lavender crossbreeds very, very rapidly and easily. So any lavender that grows from seeds, and that means most wild lavenders, are actually unique kinds of lavender. Peter Holmes in The Energetics of Western Herbs tells us that lavender is a mild herb with a minimal chronic toxicity. and that it is a bit bitter and pungent. It is cooling, but can be warming, calming, relaxing, restoring, and it helps to disperse things that are going too fast. It works on the brain, the nerves, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the uterus, the bladder, and the skin. And it clears heat and resolves what used to be called brain fever, that kind of heated thing going on in your brain where things just go around and around. If your heart and your brain are having a hard time, if your spirit is having a hard time, lavender is there to calm the spirit and stabilize the heart. It releases and scatters that which has been bothering you. It pushes that which has been keeping you awake. Lavender reduces, restrains, and arrests anything that has been keeping you from sleep. It stops racing thoughts. It counters dread. It makes nightmares turn into pleasant dreams. It antidotes all poison. Remember, Hildegard told us, lavender gets rid of the evil. It is especially known to circulate the chi, to relax and loosen constraints, to relieve pain, and to be a tremendous ally to those who are suffering from insomnia. Peter Holmes, of course, is very much into the essential oils of the plants. Once even going so far as to tell us in a class that herbs didn't work unless you added essential oils to them. That's not true. I don't use essential oils at all. The herbs I use work a lot. Peter likes the tincture of lavender. If you really want a good astringent effect, and if you want more loosening, then he suggests a hot infusion sipped slowly will cure restlessness and get rid of pain and, of course, put you to sleep. He says lavender is a compassionate herb of the highest order for anyone who is distressed and agitated, suffering the acute injury of everyday life. I love that, the acute injury of everyday life. Its sublime scent relaxes. It is emotionally soothing. It can even have euphoric effects. It has the seemingly impossible means of draining both the yin and the yang simultaneously by inhibiting both parasympathetic and sympathetic nerve branches. Lavender, lavender, lavender. What friendly, what a soothing herb you are. Over 100 different individual phytochemicals have been identified in lavender, including linalool, acetate, and linalool, which are considered the active ingredients constituting about 55% and 35%. There are also a lot of other interesting terpenes and oils in lavender, and those are going to vary a lot depending on what kind of lavender you have. In ancient Persia, lavender was used for its antiseptic properties, disinfecting sick rooms. It was then used in Rome baths, thus we get lavare, to wash lavender. They also knew that in baths, anxiety, and a lavender bath is still a really wonderful idea. Remember, lavender does grow wild in India, and in Ayurvedic medicine, it was used to treat depression and inability to sleep from the mind racing. Lavender water relieves insomnia. A fresh sprig of lavender tucked behind the ear will relieve a headache. Lavender is a mild and calming sedative for any sleep disorder. I'll be back with more.
Spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman. Spirit of the plants has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
correspondence course with Susan Weed, you'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
You may have heard of a modern herbal by Maud Greaves. It's modern, same way modern art is modern more than a century old. I was thrilled when I went to a modern herbal and saw that Maud Greaves had 7 pages of information about lavender. And so I realized that about 90% of us, a percent of it was about growing lavender. Yes, indeed. People are really into growing lavender and so many different varieties. I did eventually find that she did talk about harvesting the lavender, which I found quite interesting. She says, in June, the esters, which are the oils, are disseminated throughout all of the green parts of the plant. But from summer solstice onward, as the plants develop, the esters concentrate in the flowering spikes. In brilliant sunshine, the tiny oil globules shine like little diamonds that can be seen by the naked eye. The maximum is developed by the end of July. By the middle of August, it's already deteriorating. So you have to get your lavender while it's lavender-like. She uses it primarily for its aromatic and nervine properties. It is admirably restorative and tonic against faintness, palpitations, nerves, weakness, giddiness, spasms, agreeable to the taste and the smell. It provokes appetite, raises the spirits. A hot foot bath has a marked influence in relieving fatigue. Also relieves toothache, neuralgia, sprains, and rheumatism. It profiteth much, says Gerard, to be washed with the water of lavender flowers, or make an oil with the flowers, the oil, and do anoint yourself thus. Culpepper continues a decoction made with the flowers of lavender, horehound, fennel, and asparagus with a little cinnamon is very profitably used to help counter epilepsy and or giddiness in the brain. Salmon, 1710, says lavender against the bites of serpents and mad dogs. The spiritus tincture of the leaves or flowers, prudently given, cures hysterical fits, though vehement and of long standing. The compound tincture of lavender, all right, used for hundreds of years in England contains lavender and rosemary with cinnamon, nutmeg, and a little red sandalwood macerated in wine or spirits for 7 days and then a teaspoonful taken as a dose after an indigestible meal. So this is mostly a digestive aid. The oil was used in the embalming of corpses, and I had read, of course, that was used in the past, way in the past, like back when they were making mummies. But it turns out it's being used more and more in green burials because, wow, just like back then, it works. The germicidal properties are, in fact, very pronounced in the lavender oil. As I said, this is one place where just smelling the plant is not going to have the same properties. If we really want to kill pests and lice and all kinds of nasties, then the oil, which is a drug, is the thing that is probably going to do it. Sarah Hazard, in her monograph on Lavendula angustifolia, English lavender, tells us it is an analgesic. That means it relieves pain. An anticonvulsive, we've heard everybody talking about that. An antidepressant, antimicrobial, antiseptic, antispasmodic, antitoxic, carminative, that means it reduces flatulence. Cholagogue helps the liver. Choleretic helps the gallbladder. Cordial helps the heart. Cytophylactic deodorant diuretic. Emmenagogue, hypotensive, insecticide, nervine, parasite, rubefaciant, sedative, sudorific, vermifuge, and a vulnerary. Wow, wow, wow. Lavender oil contains, as I said, linalool and a linal acetate. But, Sarah tells us, it also contains cineole, caryophyllene, limonene, and pinene. And those of you who are into the terpenes in cannabis are familiar with these terpenes because they are actually frequently found in cannabis. They tend to be pain-relieving, slightly mind-altering, and take you to sleep. Lavender is incredibly relaxing to the nervous system. In a study published by the journal Phytomedicine, lavender was shown to be just as effective as the drug lorazepam and showed no side effects. It helps to relieve restlessness, nervousness, and insomnia, as well as headaches. Chamomile is a wonderful companion to lavender. They work together in a tea or a bath. Lavender likes all other nervines, like lemon balm and oat straw. You can eat lavender too, you know. Lavender ice cream, lavender pastries, lavender syrup, lavender in chocolate, lavender in desserts, and how about this? Lavender, rosemary, and sea salt, ciabatta. Oh, my goodness. And a lavender sea salt caramel candy. Herbs of Provence is bay, thyme, savory basil, marjoram, oregano, tarragon, rosemary, and fennel. But because we think of lavender as being in Provence, the Herbs of Provence we get in America has lavender in it. So you may have already been eating lavender. One of the ways I like to preserve my lavender and eat it is to make a lavender oxymel. I mix apple cider vinegar and honey half and half, bring my fresh lavender flowers, fill a jar with them, and pour the half honey, half vinegar mixture over it. After 6 weeks, it is ready to marinate things. It is ready to use in a salad dressing, or I could just add a spoonful to some fizzy water and have a lavender spritzer. Oh, lavender. How many ways can I love you? Lavender clears the mind and eases you into bedtime. Think about putting some of your lavender vinegar into a spray bottle and spraying it on your sheets. Remember, it's aromatic and deodorant. I'll be right back with even more about lavender.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Yes, there are many species of lavender, and they all have slightly different oil components. Lavandula hybrida is dominated by cinnamon and camphor, being 12% camphor. Lavandula intermedia has much less camphor and more limonene. Lavandula lantana is 59% camphor, 29% lavandul, and 12% cinnamon. Lavender latifolia is 46% linalool and 36% cinnamon. So we can see that just different species vary enormously in the amount of constituents in the oil and what those are. This is one of the reasons why I really like natural scent medicine. Because the natural scent of the lavender that you're growing, that you can get, is far better suited for your body than the lavender oil. The unfortunate fact of the matter is that the more camphor in the plant, the more oil you're going to get out of the plant. I'm not sure why. And the camphor is not the best thing for you, as we saw from one of those studies. It is the linalool and the other compounds, not the camphor, that is really giving lavender its best effect. So what else can we say about lavender? Crown chakra. We started thinking about lavender at the head. Lavender for the mind. Lavender to bring ease and sleep. In ancient times, lavender was said to avert the evil eye. It is dedicated to Hecate, the goddess of the witches. Lavender is purported to invoke ecstasy, and it is thought of as an aphrodisiac, but it does bring constancy in love. sprinkling lavender water on someone's head is the way to keep them chastened. And this extends all the way down into Africa. Women will sprinkle lavender water on their husbands to keep them from having affairs. Sipping the dew from lavender on St. Luke's Day is a wonderful charm. If you place a sprig of lavender between your bed sheets, then you will never quarrel with your spouse. Isn't that sweet? Or you can fill your pillow with lavender so that you fall asleep. Considerable observational evidence supports that the aroma of lavender does, in fact, enhance sleep. In medieval England, peddlers hawked lavender as a charm against evil. A cross made of lavender was hung on the door. Lavender was a remedy for the plague. In fact, it was one of the essential ingredients in Four Thieves vinegar. I apologize. I was going to look up Four Thieves vinegar. I think it's rue and tansy and lavender and wormwood, but don't quote me on it. People fed, tied lavender bunches to their wrists during the plague years to be protected. Lavender is under the rulership of Mercury. Romans and Carthaginians were famous for their therapeutic baths with lavender. They especially washed their heads with lavender because they thought that that would give them very sharp thought, very good ability to think sharply and clearly. Others believe that if they poured lavender on their head, that they would be enlightened and have ecstasy. The Egyptians, the Phoenicians, the Arabians, everywhere that lavender was grown, people found a way to smear lavender on themselves. And historians say that Cleopatra's secret weapon was lavender, and that's what she used to seduce both Julius Caesar and Mark Antony. I don't know really how well that worked out. Lavender is credited with the beginning of the perfume industry in France. Queen Elizabeth loved culinary lavender, especially she consumed great quantities of lavender tea to soothe her migraines. Queen Henrietta Maria popularized lavender for its visual appeal. Sir Arthur Rawdon in the 17th century was famous for his gardens where he used lavender trimmed to a few inches tall to create a lawn covering more than an acre. Can you imagine that, a lavender lawn? Oh, I would love to roll around in that. Queen Victoria continued lavender's popularity by using it to calm her nerves. Her subjects thought that lavender would ensure marital passion. Isn't it easy? As I said, we see how the tastes and the ideas change, right? Some centuries it's going to make you chaste, and others it is going to make you hot. So you're going to have to decide for yourself. And people who talk about the energetics of herbs are similarly confused. Some say lavender is warming, and some say it's cooling. We can trace this back around to the fact that there are a great many hybrid species of lavender with very different amounts of oil in them. The Shakers are believed to have introduced lavender to the United States and Canada, where we still grow it. Indications for lavender. The head is drooping from fatigue. The nerves are exhausted. The person is picky and detail-oriented and can't let go of anything, nervous and high-strung, up in their head and trying to make everything work out, and it just doesn't. Stagnant depression from trauma, fixation on the trauma, in a fog, never thinking clearly. As a sleep aid, there is nothing better than lavender. Smell it. Add it to your hot bath an hour before bed. Put it in your pillow. Put it between your sheets. Put it in some vinegar and spray it under your armpits or spray it in your bedroom. Lavender has therapeutic and curative properties ranging from inducing relaxation to effectively treating insomnia. That wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and to the Wise Woman way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing, no tests, and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.